My donor number is 16075. Hello, I am 5 feet 10 inches tall and have a medium build. I have black hair and brown eyes. My skin color is medium. My mother's ethnic origin is Chinese, and my father's ethnic origin is Chinese.
All right, well, thanks so much for taking the time to be here
Thank
with us
you.
today. We really appreciate it. I'm going to start with some questions about you and then move on to a few about the donor program.
Sure.
And the first one is, are you currently a student? Are you working? What do you have going on?
I'm currently working. So I'm working as a software engineer and technical and engineer manager.
Excellent. Okay, so in your ideal situation, 5 to 10 years from now, what might you be doing then?
I think I'm currently working on a very amazing project. So I'm actually working in a top-tier IT company, and I'm working on some product that can change people's daily life. So I'm very proud of doing that, and hopefully in 10 years I can do better and better and create more and more very amazing and fancy product and used by other people. And maybe I don't know, like after 10 years I think I may try something new. Yeah, totally different from the IT industry.
Yeah,
That's my
cool.
current thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, a few questions about growing up. Do you have any siblings?
No, I'm the only child.
Yeah?
Yeah, my
Okay.
family.
And how about your parents? Would you say they gave you any morals or values that you still see in yourself today?
Yeah, so I'm the only child in my family, and I think my parents, they gave me all their love. So they always support me, they're open-minded and believe in my potentials. So I think they really respect my choices about life, about what I want and what I hope. So now I feel like I'm influenced by them. I feel I'm very confident, and I'm also open-minded and love to try new things.
Excellent. Okay. So when you're not working, what do you like to do for fun?
Yeah, so actually in recent years I have a very young kid, so in recent years, so I'm super busy just working and taking care of young kid. But before my kid was born, yeah, I have like plenty of time for doing my own things. So usually I love to travel to different places, especially during my school years. I travel, I don't like maybe 4 or 5 times every year. And so in recent years, so I spend most of the time with my family. And when outside work, I think I spend most of the time like reading books and yeah, different topics.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so what type of books do you like to read?
Yeah, I think I have a very broad interest. So yeah, so my during my graduate school, I think my research area is climatology. So yeah, I love to read many books about the climate change, both in the past, like millions of years ago, and also the present climate. And I'm also a fan of history. I'm yeah, specifically interested in the Central Asia history. So yeah, and I also love to read other topics. So
Sure. All right, that's great. How about music? Are there certain types that you're into, or if it's easier, types that you don't like?
So I think my favorite musician composer is a Japanese composer. His name is Joe Hisaishi, and he created a lot of music for very famous movies. And yeah, I love that.
Excellent. Okay, so you mentioned movies. Are there certain genres that you lean towards or favorites you'd like to
I
share?
also have broad interest about movies.
Yeah.
So like in recent years, I don't have too much time to watch, 2 hours movies. So I usually watch some YouTube videos about like, yeah, like introduction to a movie in like 20 minutes, something like that. But before that, when I have time, like during school years, so I watch many different kinds of movies, scientific fiction, also horror movies and comedians, yeah, all of them.
Cool. What's some of your favorite foods?
Yeah, I think in recent years I really love sushi. Yeah, I think that's my current
Yeah.
favorite food.
Sushi, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, what is one of the better trips that you've been on in your life?
Yeah, so yeah, I have traveled to many countries. So I think my favorite one was I guess I traveled to the Caribbean states back in about 10 years ago. So I went to different islands along the Caribbean archipelago. So I went to the Jamaica and Grand Cayman and some other places. So I think that's a very good vacation spot. It's a sunshine, it's a ocean. I really love that, enjoy that.
Excellent, thank you so much. Okay, are there any other passions, talents, or interests that we haven't touched on so far?
I think that pretty much it.
Okay, all right, great. Yeah. So I have those few questions about the donor program now.
Sure.
The first one is, what made you want to become a donor?
Yeah, I think I'm mostly influenced by one of my best friends. So he is currently a fertility doctor. And yeah, he told me many stories about like how people and families are struggling to have a child. And also, now I have a young kid. I know like how much important and joy and like complicated feelings about being a parent.
Sure.
So I hope I can help those who want to but struggling to be a parent. So yeah, that's my motivation. I know like some donors, they may, at least at the beginning, they are motivated by, you know, the extra income or something. But this is not the case for me. I think I have a very good job and salary.
Yeah, excellent. So, yeah. All right. Well, we're grateful that you're here. So thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Next question is, what are some of your thoughts about possible future contact with an offspring?
So yeah, if I have choice, I would prefer to keep some distances from the recipient and their offspring. I think my understanding is that family is where you grow up and spend time with, not just the genetic. But I'm okay with a potential contact and happy to know who you are and your life and your hometown, your family. And I think I have some responsibility to provide my, for example, the health history.
Sure,
that
sure.
Kind of thing. So I'd love to help and I'm willing to contact. Yeah, but my understanding of family is that that's a place you live with, you grow up with, you spend time with.
Absolutely.
Yeah, not just genetic.
Sure, sure. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Okay, last question. Is there anything that you'd want to say to the recipients of your donations? Is there anything you'd like to say to the recipients of your collections?
To say the recipient. I think this is an opportunity for me to have some indirect conversation with the potential recipient. So I think before you onboard this amazing journey to be a parent, think hundreds of times before you make this decision. This is not a decision that can be taken lightly. So it's a lifelong commitment. You need to be well prepared for that, physically, emotionally, and also financially. So this is for me, I think it's a lifelong commitment to be a parent, and you need to be ready for that. So that's my thing.
All right. Well, thanks again for taking the time. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah.
And we wish you the best going forward.
Yeah, thank you very much.